This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Amid that battle with Mayor Rusty Bailey, Riverside City Manager John Russo was fired Tuesday by the Riverside City Council, and this is just weeks after the council wanted to extend the city manager's contract for another 5 years for a salary that Rusty Bailey said was just too much, and then he got into a fight with the council over wanting to veto this contract. Now, all of a sudden, weeks later, with no explanation, the council has fired John Russo. And the mayor was out of town.
Well, that's right. Without cause, that means there was no explanation given. It wasn't because he did anything wrong. However, as you said, just 10 weeks ago, the city council, on a 5-2 vote, had extended John Russo's contract, praised him greatly, saying he's done great things for the city. The fight with the mayor was over whether the mayor had the power to veto that contract because he objected to the terms of it. He said it was too generous at a time when the city is raising utility rates and asking departments to cut back.
Mm-hmm. Would have made Russo one of, if not the highest paid city managers in the state of California.
Correct. And the things that they cited in doing that were that he brought the California Air Resources Board headquarters and testing laboratory to Riverside, a nearly $500 million project, and brought the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry to downtown to the former library building, and that he had helped the city to pass a 1-cent sales tax to fund more policing and public safety and things like that. So you're right. It was done without explanation.
I got three questions. So we still don't know, or there's no indication yet from any reporting or out of City Hall as to why the council suddenly switched positions from defending the city manager to firing him.
Well, this was on a 4-3 vote, so it was a closer vote than the vote that had extended his contract. And one of the council members, Mike Gardner, had said he voted in favor of extending the contract just to make the contract veto-proof, because the mayor had signaled that he was going to veto the contract because he felt it was too generous.
Yeah, and the second question I have is, what's going to become now of Rusty Bailey's suit against the council? It could be all moot now that the city manager's gone, or?
Well, the mayor said he's going to discuss with his legal counsel, his outside counsel, what to do. As you say, it could be moot because the whole point of it was to determine whether he had that veto power. Mm-hmm. He may want to go ahead and determine that for future reference in case there's another case that comes up that he wants to veto, yeah. Or he may just drop it because it's going to be pretty expensive both for him and for the city.
And the final question, the city manager of Riverside is gone. Who's in charge?
Well, that's an interesting one. They wanted to bring back the former interim manager, a man named Lee McDougall, who had served before between Scott Barber, the previous city manager, and before Russo was hired. However, what they learned was that the California Public Retirement System does not allow a retiree to come back in the same interim role that they served before. And so they're trying to determine whether they can bring McDougall back. In the meantime, they say that a number of top staff are filling that role.
All right. Next, the Southern California News Group, which is the organization that owns most of the newspapers in the Inland Empire and some in Orange County, the San Gabriel Valley, elsewhere. The Southern California News Group is among those newspapers pushing back against owners who have ordered severe layoffs in recent months.
You know, the layoffs in the newspaper industry have been going on for years. And Digital First Media, which owns the Southern California News Group and those 11 papers that you mentioned, recently had another severe round of cutbacks and layoffs, I think more than a third of the newsroom. Mm. So the papers took the extraordinary step of publishing their entire Sunday sections were taken up with columns and articles about why it's important to support newspapers, why newspapers are vital to a democratic form of government, and really trying to do a better job of explaining to readers how newspapers work, why there have been such severe layoffs and cutbacks throughout the newspaper industry in recent years, really 10 or 12 years this has been going on, and asking people that rather than just going on their handheld devices to read the news for free, that they should subscribe and support newspapers.
Mm, kind of like we ask people to support public radio, because it's something important, and obviously newspapers newspapers are a commercial venture, or at least they were. I'm not so sure how successfully that's working out these
Well,
days.
And they did address that point. They said, you know, maybe the new business model needs to be a nonprofit, such as NPR. And in fact, there are some news organizations that have gone that way.
Interesting. And this disclosure, the Southern California News Group is among the supporters of this particular segment. And the Southern California News Group is a news source frequently for KVCR. So there's our disclosures. Cassie McDuff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.